we are reading today from the 17th chapter of Madhya Lila, text number
133.
Yes. Now in the for training Gaurahari, it was your responsibility to take care of the text that it's written down here. Oh God, I'm surprised. So we need now a Serbian which is easy. Do we have it in Serbian or we have to find it. Then you can do it from there. Good. Okay, fine. We have it. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvan Namanaminoho. Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvan Namanaminoho. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Bhona Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binadvan Namanamino. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Bhona Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binadvan Namanamino. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binadvan Namanamino. Yes, please. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Namino.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto.
Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Everyone
speaks. Guna Shuddho Nitya Mukto.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Binatvam Namanamino.
Yes. Yes. Matajis, please.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Thank you, Ved.
Namachintamani Krishna
Chaitanya
Rasa Vigraha
Purnashudo Nityamukto Vinatvam Namanamino Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashudo Nityamukto Vinadvam Namama.
Thank you very much.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Svetoima. Chintamani.
Chintamani.
Transcendentalni blaženi davalac svih duhovnih blagoslova. Krishna,
Krishna,
od Krishna,
Chaitanya
Rasa Vigraha,
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha,
oblik svih transcendentalnih draža,
Punaha,
potpuno,
potpuno,
Shuddha,
Shuddha,
čisto,
čisto,
bez materijalne zagađenosti. Nitya,
Nitya,
večno,
večno.
Muktaha,
Muktaha,
oslobođen,
oslobođen.
Abhinatva,
Abhinatva,
zato što nije različito.
Nama,
Nama, svetog imena,
svetog imena.
Namino,
Namino,
i osobe koja posjeduje ime. Prevod. Sveto ime Krišne je transcendentalno blaženo. Ono podaruje svu duhovnu dobrobit, jer je samo Krišna. Rezervar sveg zadovoljstva. Krišnino ime je potpuno i predstavlja oblik svih transcendentalnih draža. Ono nije materijalno ime, ni pod kojim uslovima. I nije nimalo manje moćno od samog Krišne. Zato što Krišnino ime nije zagađeno materijalnim odlikama. Nema ni govora o tome da ima ikakve veze sa Majom. Krišnino ime je uvijek oslobođeno i duhovno. Nikada nije uslovljeno zakonima materijalne prirode. To je zato što je Krišnino ime i sam Krišna, zato što su istovetni. Smisao, ovo je navod, citat iz Padma Purane.
Citat. You will hear it in English in just a second. The English translation to this text is here. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. You know, a form of sweetness, in other words. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. It means it can never be a material sound vibration. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. There is no purport, but we will hear a lot of texts from Srila Prabhupada today. On the subject matter. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Vivade Bhakti Vedanta Aminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Bhajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyari Zadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this verse which we have heard today, we have understood that Krishna's holy name is purely transcendental.
U stihu koji smo čuli danas, videli smo da je Krishna ime potpuno transcendentno.
There are few characteristics which distinguish a transcendental or spiritual name from a material sound vibration which expresses a material name.
Postoji nekoliko osobina koje sveta, znači transcendentalno ime razlikuje od materijalne zvučne vibracije.
Prabhupada says in his explanatory translation that the holy name is never conditioned by the laws of material nature.
Prabhupada objašnjava u smislu da sveto ime nikada nije uslovljeno materijalnom prirodom.
One of these laws is that a sound is which is associated with the substance is always very different from the substance itself.
Jedna od tih stvari je da je priroda svetog imena, to je da je ona različita od same substance.
Priroda zvuka,
generalno. U materijalnom svijetu da je priroda zvuka različita od predmeta.
For example, with the sound water, we all associate a liquid.
Recimo, reči vode, mi uvijek asociramo tečnost.
We know what is meant with the sound water.
Jer šta podrazumevamo pod zvukom vode.
Yeah, but at the same time, the sound water is not identical with the substance water. You can't say water and quench your thirst. That's one of the laws of material nature. The name is different from the substance. But this doesn't hold true with Krishna's holy name, which is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. To express it differently, the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical completely.
Jer bi to drugačije izrazili, rečimo da je da Krišna sveto ime i Krišna su potpuno istovetni.
Now the problem is that this cannot be understood with the material senses like the mind.
Ali problem je u tome što to ne možemo shvatiti materijalnim čulima kao recimo um.
Let me ask you very honestly, do you feel that Krishna is present when you chant his holy name?
Da vas pitam iskreno, da li mislite da je Krishna prisutan kada pevate s njegov sveto ime?
I mean, do you see Krishna?
Da li vidite Krishna?
Do you hear him talking to you when you chant?
Da li čujete kako priča sa vama dok se pevate?
We have a problem. The problem is expressed in the next verse, and to this verse we find an explanation or purport of Srila Prabhupada. I will read it to you in Bengali. Ateva Krishnira nama deha vilasa prakitendriya graya nayahaya svapra prakasha, something like that. Here's the translation. The holy name of Krishna, his body and his pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses.
Znači, ovo prevod je sveto ime Krishna, njegovo telo i njegove zabave ne mogu da shvate tupa materijalna čula.
They are manifested independently.
Oni su manifestovani nezavisno.
To say it in simple language, our material senses like the tongue and the inner sense, the mind, can never grasp or fathom or somehow have an understanding how Krishna is identical with his name.
Znači da to izrazimo prostim jezikom, naše materijalna čula ne mogu prosto da uhvate, da pojme kako je to Krishna ime istovetno sa njim.
Let me make it very clear.
Da budem jasan.
You can't chant.
Ne možete pevati.
It's something like when Dira Prashanta speaks in the sweet Serbian language, I have no idea what he says. I notice Radha Kripa and Nanda Dulal have corrected him 3 times by now, but I couldn't notice it because I don't understand the language.
Recimo, kada ja pričam u srpskom jeziku, onda ne mogu da shvatim šta ne kažem. Međutim, ja sam primijetio da do sada sam ovih 3 puta ispravio.
I may understand a little.
Mogu da shvatim nešto malo.
Like when he just now said srpskom jeziku, I understood that means something like the Serbian tongue or the Serbian language. Yes.
Mogu da shvatim da srpski jezik znači nešto poput srpskog jezika, znači ili jezika ili
nešto da znači. Yes, but I can't really understand the sweet Serbskian jeziko, yes.
Ne mogu da baš razumijem slatki srpski jezik.
So, in the same way, I can't really understand the chanting. But what is more problematic, I can't even chant. What do I do with my material senses? What do I do when I chant Krishna's holy name? I chant a material sound vibration. It's not Krishna. For me, the name and the person is quite different. Because I'm a creature who's fully under the laws of material nature. And that means for me the name and the substance is always different. It is not the same. It's that's not an experience. I always joke. Let us say there is a pizza party. The pizza is on the table. 300 hungry devotees around. Then we decide we will take the pizza to Novi Sad, to the exit festival, and distribute it. And we tell the devotees, well, the name is identical with the form, you just chant pizza this evening and that will be enough for you. You are very transcendental people. You wouldn't be satisfied. You would protest. You would think this is really mean. Please be precise, dear Prashanta. Mean, evil, a bad intention. So. Why don't you protest when you chant Hare Krishna and you don't chant Krishna's name? How can you chant Krishna's name, you should ask? Enough with this problem. I want to be Krishna conscious. I don't just want to have the shadow of the name. I don't want to have just a shadow experience of Krishna consciousness. Where I don't experience the substance. I want to really start to chant. I want to have the Krishna name. Not just the alphabets of the letter. So let us ask the question, is it possible for us to experience Krishna when chanting? What are the conditions that I get the pizza, in other words, to put it in simple Serbian understanding? What do I need to do to not just have the name and remain hungry? What do I have to do to experience Krishna when I chant? Wouldn't you do this when the pizza goes to Novi Sad? And wouldn't you think, how can I eat the pizza? I don't want to just sing the name pizza, pizza, pizza and not become satiated. There is a secret you must know. Krishna comes to the experience of a conditioned soul who adopts the service mentality.
Krishna dolazi u osobinoj duši koja zauzme stav služenja.
Then, when a devotee chants with a service attitude, Krishna descends.
I tada bhakta kada peva u stavu služenja, Krishna descends.
But you must be willing to make a revolution in your life to turn from the superficial chanter to a real chanter.
Ali vi treba da napravite revoluciju u životu tako što ćete znači od površnog pevača svetog imena postati duboki.
If you remain satisfied with a superficial practice of spiritual life, then you will never be able to chant Hare Krishna. Here Prabhupada speaks about this in Nectar of Devotion, chapter
12.
For persons who are not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts and who want to keep things as they are, it is not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Znači, ljudi koji nisu skloni da očiste prašinu sa svojih srca i koji žele da ostave stvari kakve jesu, za njih nije moguće da dobiju transcendentalni rezultat pevanja Hare Krishna mantra.
One should therefore be encouraged to develop a seva attitude towards the Lord, because this will help to chant without offenses.
Osoba treba da bude ohrabrena da razvije seva, znači stav prema Gospodinu, jer to će joj pomoći da peva bez uvreda.
Prabhupada writes this in another part of his purpose, like this: since Krishna's transcendental body, name, form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage are all the absolute truth, they are as good as Krishna himself, Sachit Ananda Vigraha.
Krishna to kaže isto u delu jednog svog smisla, da Krishnino transcendentalno telo, ime, oblik, odlike, zabave i pratnja,
but as long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, the objects of his material senses, material form, taste, smell, sound and touch, this will not help him to understand spiritual knowledge and bliss.
Predmeti materijalnih čula, kao što su materijalni
okus,
miris, zvuk i dodir, neće mu pomoći da shvati duhovno znanje i blaženstvo.
You know, because it's early in the morning and our brain may not be so oiled yet so well, you know, I want to make it a little bit more clearer.
Jer, recimo, rano i ujutru i naš mozak nije baš dobro naumljen.
Yes. You know, Prabhupada makes it actually very clear in the next sentence. He says, these spiritual things, Krishna's name and form, are revealed to someone who is a pure devotee. And a person who is not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts will not derive the benefit, really. The first thing a devotee has to learn is he has to turn to Krishna in a service attitude. That will attract Krishna to come down to him. That will qualify him to chant the holy name and experience something of Krishna. Prabhupada often quoted the verse Atashi Krishna Namadi, that material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name and form, qualities and pastimes. We material beings have to become Sevan Mukhe, that means our Mukha means face, has to turn to Krishna in a service mode.
Znači, u stvari, mi živa bića treba da postanemo semon muka, znači da naše lice muka treba da se okrene ka Krišni u savu služenje.
And then one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is.
I onda mi postepeno možemo da dođemo do toga da shvatimo ko je Krišna.
Krishna reveals himself. Krishna consciousness cannot be attained on one's own endeavor. Krishna has to come by mercy. A very good example how Krishna can come on the material tongue is Bharat Maharaj.
I dobar primjer za to kako Krishna može da dođe da se manifestuje na materijalnom jeziku je Bharat Maharaj.
You remember Bharat Maharaj had taken to the path of asceticism, had given up his kingdom and practiced Krishna consciousness in the forest, but had a downfall.
Jer znamo da je Bharat Maharaj se prihvatio asketizma, znači postao asketa nakon što je napustio svoje kraljevstvo, ali je u praktikovanju, znači u tom procesu pao.
It is a sad story. I will just tell it very briefly. He fell in love with a deer and he thought of the deer at the moment of his death, and when he gave up his body, he came into the body of a deer.
To je tužna priča, samo će ukratko reći, ispričati, da on je bio privučen jelenom, dok je praktikovao umorni život i onda je završio u temu jelena.
But he remained very much blessed.
Ali je ostao blagosloven, veoma.
Preparations. These are preparations for the 12-hour kirtan. Something very special is happening. But I can't understand why he has to do it right before the door. Right. It's not preparation. Yes, some devotee tells him to maybe make it different. Yes. So, but he was a blessed deer. He had been a very good devotee, so Krishna was merciful to him so that he could remember his past life and the mistake which he did. Bharata's only mistake was he went alone into the forest and had no good association. No sadhu sangha. No Frushka Goranga
camp.
So he remembered that, and when he was a deer, he always stayed in the ashram, near the ashram of a sadhu who lived in the forest.
On se seća od toga i onda u telu jelena je uvijek prebivao blizu jednog ašrama, jednog sadhu.
And at the moment of his death, in the deer form, something very special happened, which I really request you to take note of.
I onda u trenutku smrti se desilo nešto veoma posebno, što želim da zapazite.
He chanted Hare Krishna.
On je jednostavno pevao Hare Krishna.
In the Bhagavatam it is said, in the fifth canto, Bharat in that form of a deer gave up his body while smiling and saying Hari Narayan. Now let us think for a moment. How can a deer tongue pronounce Hari Narayan.
Kako znači jezik Jelena može da izgovori Hari Narayan?
There are no vocal cords for Hari Narayan.
Znači ne postoje glasne žice za izgovaranje Hari Narayan.
The tongue can't do that.
I jezik to ne može pomoći.
We had a deer, a young deer in Goloka Dham, our project where we stayed, Abenteuer. His mother had been killed on a, you know, when there was a hunt outside of the property where we stayed, and somehow a devotee, when he made a walk, found these two little deers who had been abandoned by the mother who had been killed.
Mi smo imali dve košute, Abenteuer, znači farmi, desilo se tako da je majka im ubijena za vreme nekog lova i onda ih je naravno ostavila, ostavili su sami i smo ih uzeli.
And this devotee took the two deer babies on the property and gave them goat milk by this little flask. And they drank it, and they became bigger. One of these young deers ran away foolishly into the forest and was killed by a fox, but the other stayed with us. And from my association with this deer, I know how the deer speak. I could speak a little in the deer language to you if you want. Go something when they are hungry, they will go like this. They will never say "Ja sam gladan." It's not possible for them to pronounce this. They will say not. They can't speak Serbian, English, or any human language. It's not possible for the vocal cords. Still we hear that Maharaj Bharata in the form of a deer clearly pronounced when he died Hari Narayan. He didn't say he said Hari Narayan. What does this mean? Krishna had appeared from up on his dull material senses. Krishna was not, so in other words, he was not chanting, Krishna was chanting him. Krishna had appeared. When you want the holy name to appear in your life, you need to be qualified to chant. That means you must turn your face in service to Krishna. Could you understand this? Did I? You know, I'm very. It's very difficult to explain these things. Could you understand what I wanted to explain? The material senses can't chant the holy name, but Krishna can descend. He can come down, and the spiritual vibration is then with you. And Krishna comes when you are a servant of him. In the Gita he very, very clearly explains this by saying that Bhaktyamang abhijanati yavanjas chasmi tatvataha. Only though those who render devotional service, bhakti, huh, they can understand me in truth. So today we will chant 12 hours. Chant in a service attitude. It's for Krishna that you chant. It's not your own fun party, although it will be wonderful, you will see. It's a service which you do for Krishna. Turn your face, which is now bahya mukha, means outwardly looking for material sense gratification, to sevan mukha, to service of Krishna. Then Krishna will appear. And I think we all have made this experience already. When I said you can't chant, I just wanted to make a point so that you would be very, very excited to listen. How can he say this? Let me try to understand what he wants to say. I think you all can have experienced the chanting very well in your life. Remember that moment when you chanted and you felt it was not a dry practice, but you really turned to Krishna? Most probably at that time you were a little bit humble, I suppose. I mean, you felt, I really need to take shelter of Krishna. These feelings, bhakti, humility and taking shelter, are all part of bhakti or devotional service. When you chant without bhakti, I think you know this can be very dry because you don't really experience Krishna. It's not, it's just a shadow, it's not the substance. But when you chant with bhakti, then Krishna is at least something you can understand of Krishna. Gradually, as you increase your bhakti and chant more with bhakti, we hear this, you will chant like Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur had chanted the whole day and night and the sun was rising, he was surprised. He said, "What? Already the sun is rising? I have not even started to chant." That was after 192, or what is it? I always forget this number. 192 rounds. He felt, he didn't feel tired. He had been with Krishna all the time. Have you ever been with a person you love? You're not too tired after half an hour, you know, you want to continue having good association. So, service attitude, seva bhava, devotional service is the entry into this. Today we will do this devotional service as we will pace our day very nicely. I would suggest you eat nicely so that you are strong. We will stop early. Yes, and then at 10 o'clock please be here. And then you might like to see on the, there is this list of singers, the timings. Maybe some Kirtan leader inspires you more than another, so you want to be there when Jai Gurudev Prabhu sings, you know when he sings. From the schedule, yes. That means for all of the other Kirtan leaders, they have to keep time. Here I want to excuse on behalf of the organization of the camp. There were many Kirtan leaders who came and wanted to also sing, but the list was already full. Please don't be disappointed that you can't lead. There's no reason, because you can sing 12 hours today. You're singing for Krishna. No problem. You know, it always goes back and forth. If you are in the audience or if you are a leader, it doesn't make any difference how long you sing. It's anyways always half-half, you know. You can be 12 hours a Kirtan leader today. But that is maybe too much for the vocal cords. So you please pace yourself. In other words, it's for Krishna where we sing. It's not for us. It's all for Him. This means to turn your face in seva to Krishna. This is then the Kirtan might, Krishna might reveal Himself. There are a few helpful other ways how to experience the chanting, but today we don't have to have the time to go into the details. So today we make only one point: chant in a service attitude. And then Krishna will appear in your life. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for listening. Let me now see, is there a question to what you have heard? Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question. When we hear such a wonderful prabhachan, we feel, I wish I could really chant sincerely. You want to chant sincerely, yet, for whatever reason, your mind wanders here and there. You're trying, still not succeeding. What's the remedy for this?
Yes, Serbia,
yeah. Jako želimo, da pevamo iskreno i trudimo se, međutim, naravno, um odlazi tamo glavno. I kako stvari, koji je lijek za to?
There is a mechanical remedy and a Krishna conscious remedy.
Postoji mehanički lijek i lijek
The mechanical remedy is a yogic procedure which Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Always catch your mind and bring it back. Yata yata nishalati, Krishna says. Wherever the mind wanders due to his restless nature, one should certainly bring it back under the control of the self. Have you ever walked a dog? You know, when you go with a dog, the dog will smell something which is not exactly clean, you know, and go there. So you pull it back and say, Heido, let's go this way, not to the other dog stool, you know. I'm sorry, it's a little drastic, the example, but the idea is wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, you just pull it back. Sorry. The other thing is more, this is a yogic thing from the Gita, but the other thing is more Krishna conscious. Why does the mind always leave Krishna and goes to the material objects? Because we don't think enough of Krishna. You must read more about Krishna, hear more about Krishna. Fill your mind more with Krishna. Then the mind will stay with Krishna. Or when you chant, you should be aware of the meaning, the Krishna conscious meaning of this chanting. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. You should do this prayerfully. Then the mind is engaged. Have this meaning in your mind. Be mindful. Mindful, misama. Mipuno maybe. Mindful, mipuno or umpuno or maybe.
If you require an object and then full object.
Oh, so yeah, I understand it's not grammatically possible to form this very easily. So think of the meaning of the mantra as you chant it. I mean, for those who are lovers of details, I will tell you what Jnana Chandra says, but now it will go very mystical. Lovers of details. The mantra should go in the mind. The mantra should go in the mind. And the mind should go in the mantra. Then the characteristics of good chanting are revealed to the chanter. It's a little bit advanced, but some of us, many of you are very advanced, so you will like this. This means you should first take the mantra and just bring it into the core of your mind.
Znači, to je malo napredno, ali pošto se svi veoma napredni, treba da uzmemo mantru i da je dovedemo u
This is the mind, this is the mantra. So you take it,
put it,
and then you take your mind and place it into the center of the mantra. And then you can experience the benefits of good chanting. What does it mean to place your mind in the center of the mantra? The center of the mantra is Radha and Krishna. I will not say more. You can do this, you can just look at the deities, you have the same benefit. Come to the Kirtan retreats. It's day after day another secret is taught. You have to learn, it's a long subject, how to concentrate the mind.
Dođite na Kirtan retreat, to je poprilično poznata tema kako se koncentrisati.
So, yes, now let us end.
A sad da završimo.
Let us just hope, Madayandi, can you just look in the kitchen and see if it is ready? And don't disappear in the kitchen, come back and tell us.
Mataji, Madayandi, možeš otići do kuhinje i vidjeti da li je spremno sve, ali ne ostati u kuhinji. Radi se.